Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Fisherman Ministry, Northfield, Vermont.
Morning again, everybody.
Good morning.
Today I was going to read Psalm 40, and it just kept coming to me all morning. So it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I could declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou required. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will. O my God, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared my faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me, O Lord. Make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord is magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help, my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. I was singing Jesus, Lover of My Soul this morning. And, you know, there's times that I just struggle, you know, like everybody else. But, you know, we have a choice. We can fall into those struggles and those, and let them tear us down and pull us down like the miry clay and just consume us. Or the Lord has given us the ability through him to rise above that and keep our eyes on him and to be thankful for what the Lord has done unto us and for us. You know, he brought us out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He set our feet on Jesus. Our feet should be established on Jesus. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. And it says the first commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Love your Lord God. With all your heart, soul, and mind and strength, and love to your neighbor as yourself. Just as what Jesus does for us. Now I'm going to pass you over to Charlie.
Well, good morning, everyone. A few weeks ago, Steve read something out of Matthew, and it'd be Matthew 19, starting at verse 16. And have you ever read something or heard something? And, you know, I mean, frankly, this is the parable, what they call the parable of the rich young ruler. You know, I've heard that hundreds of times. And, you know. But this one time when Steve read it, something jumped out at me, and I don't think I've ever seen it before, and so I'd like to look at that. So it'd be Matthew 19, starting at verse 16. "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." Now, like I said, Steve did this about 5 weeks ago. And one thing that hit me, and I'm going to go back here, it says, starting at verse 16, it says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master." Okay, and we know Jesus says, Why callest thou me good? But this is what hit me. What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Now that thing, it just, you know, you hear this, and all of a sudden something jumps out at you. What good thing shall I do to have eternal life? I mean, what good thing can I do? If anybody knows, please let me tell me, because I don't have a clue. Yeah. Where it comes back, you know, when you look at this rich young ruler, or you look at ourselves, or you look at people in general, or you look at religion in general, see, they think it's all about what good thing they can do. You know, what good thing can I do? Well, I can give away everything I have to the poor. And who does it elevate? Who does it exalt? Me. I mean, at least, you know, if I do it openly. Because I know I've done some good thing, or I thought it were good things. And, you know, it makes me feel pretty good. But what did it do? What, was it good? Or was it evil? You know, when I look at the things, I mean, when I look at what we do as people, naturally, we want to be good. We want to do good things. But who does that glorify? You know, ourselves. Now, if you look at this, when you look at what Jesus said to him, if he had given away or sold everything he had, it would have been good for him, because he would then have had to trust Jesus Christ for everything. Okay? It would have brought him toward Jesus, because at that point, if he didn't have anything, who could he trust? Right? He could only trust Jesus. I know when I have, you know, money in my checking account, and I mean, it, you know, it's well, it's harder, it's easier to trust in the checkbook than in Jesus. But you know, I know that, what good thing can I do? What thing can I do to believe God? Believe. The only thing I could do is believe and trust in what Jesus did. Have faith in what he did. See, that's where this young, rich young ruler, even though it never says rich young ruler, that's what it's commonly called, See, where that rich young ruler could have done is he had to learn to trust Jesus. It wasn't that giving away everything he had would have made been a good thing, only in the sense that if he had given away everything he had or sold everything he had, he would have had to trust Jesus. He would have had to have the faith what Jesus did, and would have had to have the faith that Jesus was going to provide for him day in and day out. You know, that really struck me, though. What good thing shall I do? What is it? Once again, it's putting our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ and what he did. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. So, that's all I have.
Well, that's pretty cool. I had never seen that before. That's really, what good thing can I do? And you look at the things that he did, and they were all things you do. Things you think are good things to do. Let's see. No murder. Ah. Well, you know, if you kill someone, well, then you're really bad. I don't mean that. I said in sarcastically. Not adulterous, you know, not committing adultery, not stealing, not bearing false witness or lying about something or someone, honoring his father and mother, loving his neighbor as himself. You know, all these things are really, these are things that are perhaps easier to do. You don't have to steal if you have stuff. You know? These are things that he wasn't ever really in a situation to find himself where this seemed to be his option. Any of these things for him to be able to move forwards in the things that he thought were what he needed to do. But yeah, it came down to the fact that he had enough so that he didn't have to really, really trust the Lord. These were things he could do. What can we give him? He can give him our trust. It's all we have. That is our faith, which is our trust in him. That's all we have to offer him that is worth anything to him. Because everything else will go up in smoke or can. But our trust in him, nothing can take that away. So when the music fades and all is stripped away, what can we bring him? We bring him more than a song. We bring him what he really is after, which is our trust. We serve an awesome God. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns. And we get to do that.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us, those who are online.